Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET, where I'm Nick Austin, filling in for Stephen Henderson, who'll be back with you on Monday. But if you're like me, you understand that we've all done it. We're at the car at a stoplight. We pull out our phone, say just a quick text, and we think to ourselves, hey, before putting it away, this is the only time. I'm not going to make a habit of this. But how many times has that phone come out for multiple quick texts during your journey? We know that using our phone on the road isn't so innocent. We know that it could be potentially putting many other drivers and pedestrians in danger. But what should be done about this? Do these kind of actions warrant policymaking so that people can be, or should people be left to their own devices to make sure they do the right thing? Well, the latter might be happening here in Michigan as legislators want to tighten down on distracted driving and ban holding cell phones while driving. To talk about this, we have Colin Jackson here with us. Colin is a Capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Colin, welcome to Detroit Today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm not so happy to possibly be admitting to a civil infraction. Got to look up the statute of limitations on that a little bit later. But let's talk about distracted driving. I understand that a bill has made its way or passed through the Michigan Senate. Tell us, where are lawmakers at right now with this distracted driving bill?
Yeah, so luckily for you, me, and many other Michiganders who have possibly been at fault here.
Possibly, exactly.
So three bills have made their way out of the Michigan legislature. This week it passed the Senate, and then because the Senate made some changes to it, it had to go back to the House yesterday for what's called a concurrence vote, where basically lawmakers there just agreed to the changes the Senate made. And now it's really up to the governor to decide what to do next.
Yeah. And so what exactly, since you said there's some changes in the two bills, can you tell us what both bills look like? I guess what the one in the Senate changed and where we're at with that, what we would expect from these bills.
Yeah, so this was a three-bill package. It started in the House. It made it through the House to make some compromises there around some punishments to get some Republican support on board and get those bills through that chamber. And then to make sure that these bills really got immediate effect, something the sponsors had said was they wanted this to go in effect in time for the summer to really make a difference for some of those high traffic, like 4th of July weekend, Labor Day weekend, et cetera. Republicans had some concerns about exactly when the effective date of this law would be. So one of the changes was making sure that these bills are going, if they were to be signed by the governor, that they would take effect on June 30th. And that would give law enforcement, residents, et cetera, some time to adjust so they're not just right away getting tickets for some behavior that they thought was okay yesterday.
Mm-hmm. A little bit ingrained in us. And I think I mentioned a little earlier, what is this? What specifically does it outlaw? We can't have a cell phone in our hand while driving? Or what is the specific activity that would be prohibited?
Yeah, so broadly, you can't have a cell phone in your hand while driving. So this would apply to texts. This would apply to making video calls. This would apply to just making a phone call and holding your phone if you don't have a Bluetooth speaker in your phone. This applies to if you're at a stoplight and, see the little ding from your phone. Maybe it's in your passenger seat. You can't pick it up anymore and just scroll Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want to do. Now, these are some behaviors that people had already considered dangerous and in certain cases may have applied under Michigan's current reckless driving laws, but this would more explicitly outlaw these behaviors.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit more flat when all you need to do is get caught having the cell phone in your hand. I'm thinking of all the amazing memes and TikToks I've created by just being in the car at a stoplight and seeing. I once saw the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck driving by. I was like, when am I going to see this again? Made a little TikTok out there, got about 10 likes on it. I felt like I was really popular. You're telling me now that behavior would be outlawed, Colin?
That is exactly what I'm telling you. No, I'm thinking of all the times I've been at a long stoplight or stopped at a train stop or something and thought, you know what, let me get caught up. Let me let people know I'm going to be 5, 15, 30 minutes late because I may have not left my house on time in the first place. Yeah, all those things could soon be illegal if the governor decides to scroll this. One of the exceptions would be for calling 911. So Fair. Let's say you're driving past the freeway or driving past an accident on the freeway and you see all of a sudden a car's on fire. You can still dial 911. That would would be allowed under these bills.
Well, that is good. And I think the 911 would not want video of the Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dog mobile on the road. So I wouldn't be able to do that in the future. But what are the consequences for people who are caught with their cell phone out while driving if this bill were to pass?
So for the first infraction for your everyday drivers, it would be a $100 fine or 16 hours of community service. If you get caught again, it would be a $250 fine for every subsequent violation or possibly 25 hours of community service. If you get caught more than three times within a three-year period, you would have to take a driver's ed class again, basically, to make sure that you understand safe driving behaviors.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's some extra penalties too. If you're a commercial license holder or if you're a school bus driver, for example, and that's when possible license suspensions can come into play.
We're talking with Callan Jackson of the Michigan Public Radio Network, but we also want to speak with you here on the show. What do you make of a distracted driver law? Do you think that lawmakers do need to crack down like this? Do you want this bill to pass? Or do you think it's something that the government should not be involved with? Do you think we should be allowed to have the cell phone in our hands while we're driving, while we're at stoplights? What do you think of this law? Do you think it's something that needs to pass, or do you think it's something that gets in the way? Are you someone who has been known to drive and with a little bit of distracted driving, maybe make a text or create a video while you're driving? Give us a call. 313-577-1019. Again, 313-577-1019. We promise not to report you to law enforcement. Colin, I'm intrigued to know what kind of this has bipartisan support. What is the breakdown between Democrats and Republicans in terms of support for these bills?
So when these bills passed the Senate earlier this week, they passed, I believe, with seven math isn't my strongest suit. That's why I deal with words.
That's fair.
I believe it was seven Republicans cross party lines in that chamber. In the House, there was also some bipartisan support. I don't have the exact numbers right in front of me, but to give you an idea, there are 56 Democrats in the House of Representatives. When these originally passed, they passed with 68 votes. And that's also phasing in the fact that some Democrats did vote against these bills. There were some concerns, especially coming from the American Civil Liberties Union. The Michigan Department of Civil Rights earlier on signaled some concerns with one of the specific bills. So this was a little bit of bipartisan support as well as slight bipartisan opposition as well, in the House at least. In the Senate, I believe all Democrats voted for it.
You know, it took a while for this to pass because I know it had been going through multiple iterations. What were some of the objections people had to pass bills and even this bill?
So with these bills, some of the early concerns dealt with the fact that if you give police unilateral authority to pull anyone over the second they see them holding a phone call, that's going to lead to a lot more police interactions. So there were some concerns that those police interactions would lead to maybe instances of racial profiling. And then also there were concerns about the penalties that were in the original versions that were going to come up for a vote in the House. Again, originally these bills would have led to a license suspension if you get caught with three violations within a three-year period. And some Republicans, as well as some Democrats, thought that was a little bit extreme. So these bills did have to change a little bit just to get that support there.
Yeah. Ed Van S. on Twitter asks, can you use Google Maps under this law?
So this is something where if as long as you're not typing in everything by hand while driving, GPS is still okay. Some of the exceptions for this law would be like hands-free mode. So if your car, a lot of technology has advanced now to the point where cars have taken into consideration that people do like their phones and that phones can be helpful while driving. So using like hands-free mode to enter in an address or just making single taps, you know, to start a hands-free mode on your phone, those things would be okay as well.
We go into the phone lines right now, starting off with Phyllis and Warren. Phyllis, go ahead. You're on Detroit Today.
Thank you. I'll tell you, what you're speaking about is not the fault of the phone. It's the fault of the car manufacturers. They have given us living rooms or offices on wheels. We can do anything in there. We can play records. We can play the radio, we can play the phone, we can do just about anything in the car. And that's a danger. We don't think driving is a serious business, and this is only adding to the situation. The police shouldn't be involved in this anyhow. It shouldn't be a law that they have to enforce. And I think that what we need to do is get some kind of responsibility in the hands, and I know I'm chastising you, but get the responsibility in the hands of the telephone, cell phone, whatever you want to call it, computer owner, and make them realize this is dangerous. You're taking a couple thousand pounds of material, and you're driving at high speeds, and you're driving through where people are and other cars are and everything else. Why? Why are you doing it irresponsibly? Do it very responsibly.
Well, you know, Phyllis, I hope that I do it responsibly, but I will admit that sometimes we all need a little bit of admonishment. I will take my medicine as well, as we're all trying to get better out here. And I thank you for your call and insight there as we move to Mike in Detroit. Mike, go ahead. You're on Detroit Today.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, naturally. And I've got an old car. It's a 12-year-old Mazda 3. And when I get in my car, as soon as I turn on my ignition, my cell phone automatically connects with my in-car sound system. So I can be driving down the road, both hands on the wheel, looking straight ahead, and talking on my cell phone simultaneously. Where does that fall in this scheme of enforcement, among other things?
Good question, Mike. Sounds like it'd be okay to me, but Colin, you've been following this. Would hands-free mode through a Bluetooth connection be all right under this new law?
Yep, exactly. So the hands-free mode, that's something that lawmakers want to encourage you using if your car has it. If you're able to talk to text, for example, through your phone, or say, hey, phone, or hey, Google, call Nick, those would be things that would be okay.
Yeah, and you should be saying, hey, Google, call Nick, because I love receiving your phone calls. 313-577-1019 is the best way to get a hold of me. We've got Mike on Twitter who says that absolutely we should be legislating and protecting people from distracted driving. He says, most days, 20 to 40% of drivers I pass are holding their phones while driving. Just like outlawing drinking and driving and requiring seatbelts, we need to make traffic laws that save lives. Thanks, Mike, on Twitter for your insight there. We've got open phone lines for you. If you're listening, you can join us as I'm speaking with Colin Jackson of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Give us a call. What do you think of distracted driving and the new legislation that's pending and could be passed by the governor? 313-577-1019. Again, 313-577-1019. We might be able to slide you in before the end of this conversation. You know, it's really interesting hearing all of the folks talk about distracted driving. One of the things that legislators can help do in Michigan, pass laws that really have effects on our lives. But Colin, I know that there are other things that they're thinking about in Michigan. What are lawmakers doing? Where are they at on the budget? And also, are there other priorities that they're looking at handling right now?
Yeah, so this was a really big week for the budget in the Michigan legislature. This was the point when we really got to see the original House and Senate proposals come to the floor for votes for each of the individual state departments. Those came up and were passed this week. And then from there, next week, we should see the May Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference. So that's the moment when really kind of the House, the Senate, and the governor's budget making teams all come together and really determine how much money the state actually has to play with. And then from there, we should see a little more action as the Senate goes through the House budget proposals, the House goes through the Senate budget proposals. And in the coming weeks, we can expect to see continued committee hearings on these things, some behind the scenes conversations as well. And then eventually this will likely culminate in all three parties, the Senate, the House, and the governor's office coming together and working out some sort of deal that's agreeable to everyone. And that deal will be the Michigan's next budget. So that's kind of where things stand with that. And there are some other priorities that are coming up here and there that we should expect to see working on as well.
Very good. We're going to sneak one more in right now. Franklin, or actually this is Joe in Detroit. Go ahead. You're on Detroit Today.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead. Got it.
I'm wondering, I hope I'm not changing, getting off the subject.
No, go ahead.
I'm going back to the distracted driving situation.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, should I get a call while I'm driving? Can I pull over and respond without, you know, being considered such?
Yeah, it's a good question. Is it okay to pull over and be stationary on the side of the road? How does that work in the current legislation, Colin?
So for pulling over to be stationary on the side of the road, I don't want to give you the exact wrong information there. At things like stoplights, where previously if the car wasn't moving, it was okay, those would be illegal now. But if you're on the side of the road, parked or like in a parking lot, for example, I believe that would be different, but I don't want to give you bad advice over the phone.
Right. We got one more call, and thanks, Joe in Detroit. We want to sneak you in here, Franklin, or Darren and Franklin, because this is a really good question. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Darren.
I was just wondering how this will play into the new technologies with autonomous driving.
Hey, that's a good question. Colin, have they factored in autonomous vehicles when it comes to this new law?
Yeah, there are some there are some exceptions here and mentions of autonomous driving here. I think the lawmakers' main intent was people specifically holding their phones while driving. Yeah. If your phone's mounted, for example, like security cameras, et cetera, or technology made to be used with phone, with cars, that would be a little bit different.
Yeah, the global thing that I'm hearing here, Colin, is basically get the phone out your hand, man. If you have two hands, if you can't do it with two hands on the steering wheel, you can't do it under this law, I think might be the simplest way to put it. And that's going to do it for us here. Colin Jackson of the Michigan Public Radio Network, thanks for joining us on Detroit Today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is 101.9 WDET FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. And if you enjoyed the conversation, make sure you tell a friend. It really helps us out. You can check out the podcast or go online at WDET.org and listen to past episodes. Stephen Henderson will be back in the big chair on Monday, and we'll see you again on Detroit Today when we return on Monday.